Hey guys, Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor doing a drive home podcast. Well, I'm in a parking lot. I'm going to do another unboxing today. I know that's two unboxing podcasts in a row, but that's how I roll sometimes. I got another t-shirt from QWERTY.com. Let's open that one up. And then I got two from Lightning Source. So QWERTY comes kind of just in a bag and everything like that. They have a lot of geek t-shirts over there. Give me some weird gummy bears again. They're not gummy bears, they're just gummy things. This t-shirt, oh, that's right. It's a black one, shocking, I know. And it says, choose your own weapon, and it's got a whole bunch of dice there. You know, got your dice there, choose your weapon. And it's got all the dice. Nice looking t-shirt. It's one I was looking at earlier, but then it went on sale for, usually it's around $16 plus shipping and handling, but it was on sale for $10, and then I had a dollar coupon for, I don't remember what it was for. I think it was for signing up for their newsletter. So if you're interested in like cool geek t-shirts, QWERTY has some good ones to get from. All right, so now I'm opening up the Lightning Source. One of the first packages, I got two today. Tell you what, the one thing Light Source does, they need to go to Amazon and show them how to pack again. Because these guys pack well. All right, so I finally got my... took a while to get here. It's Off the Beaten Path by Tom Wilson. He did a Kickstarter. This is the Mountain Excursions. He did one... You know, he's done desert and wilderness ones so far. This is the third in the series, and I think he's going to do a seafaring one. And I don't remember. I think he's going to do another one. Then he's going to do like a big hardback from what I think I, from his interview with Eric Tenkar, I believe that was his next step in these excursions. And they're good stuff. They're like my micro adventures. They're, you know, like one page. These are like it's a regular size book. It's you know, the 8.5 by 11 books. Got a full color, fun cartoony cover. Same guy's been doing all the covers. Let me see who that is. Travis Hansen, and then Tom and Glenn Seal do the maps. He does the Kickstarter, and then like, the more he gets, the more like Glenn Seal adds his own maps and everything, which is fantastic, because anytime you add Glenn Seal, you're always going to improve your product. I mean, he's been in a lot. He was in the one I just got the other day, the Lost Halls of the Tear from Douglas Cole. So he's kind of been in a lot of old school stuff lately. Except my stuff, huh? But let me see here. It looks like it's broken down into one, looks like 23 adventures. And it's all, I believe I got the Swords and Wizardry Light. Yeah. That's just the Swords and Wizardry edition. There was like a system neutral one too. And it's comes in at like 30 pages. And I have all the other ones, and you know, like Tom delivers his Kickstarters on time every time, and they're very consistent, very good reading. Maps are good. I mean, you got Monkey Bloods, and then you got Tom's maps, and they're both good. You know, Monkey Bloods, of course, is always a little better, of course, but Tom's are like very good also. All right, second, this would be the third thing I'm opening now, another Lightning Source. Okay, guys, this one's going to be interesting. And I got to say, they pack these better, too. I don't know, they do a good job. Oh, no shit. Damn it. Yes, Joe, you're probably laughing right now, fuckers. All right. So I got a couple things. I got Books of Lairs 5, People and Places by Simon Forrester. I've been a fan of Simon's from, I don't know, forever. I've gotten to I think I pretty much have all the stuff. I didn't even know this one came out. It looks like it's Axe compatible. I'm not an Axe player, but I mean, I don't think it should be too difficult to convert or anything. But Simon's stuff is, I always like Simon. It gets on the same kind of vibration as my brain. You know, we just jive, and I do appreciate his work. Nice little zine-sized one, really good condition. He's got some, looks like he's got some artwork from William Auslander on here, from Outland Arts. And then Simon does, he does a lot of this through his Patreon, and I've been a member of Simon's Patreon since probably close to day one, I think. He just has some nice use of colors, and you know, his maps are nice. I like his maps; they're full of character, and I don't know. I just enjoy looking at them. And then he's got the coven. The coven's got some babes in it, apparently. And then he's got some nice. And then he's good. He's a really good writer of adventures too. So I don't know what this one is about at all. It's a book, has 10 layers and the NPCs that inhabit each, again, on two spreads, a double page for the unusual map/layer combination, and another page covering the NPCs, whatever treasure can be found. Okay, so this is the fifth book of layers. Maybe I do need to, I think I only have three or four of them, so I think I'm missing another one. All right, Simon, you're probably going to get another one, but all right, yeah, this looks good. All right, now, So I finally decided to just go ahead and order some of the old TSR stuff from Lightning Source. Open it up, I got a big gouge in the spine, damn it. I hate that. It's not a little gouge, it's pretty significant. But what I decided to do, because I always like the B series and that, and I'm kind of a dumbass for rebuying stuff. Now, my initial look at it, the words on here I can tell are scanned and they are slightly blurry. This is not going to be a top-notch print. It's very legible, don't get me wrong, but it's not good quality at the same time. It looks like a scan. But I got the In Search of Adventures. This is the B1 through 9. Right away, the cover is off. It's tilted. They have a red strip on the top where it's B1 through 9 campaign adventure. Character levels 1 through 3. That the text is off and tilted, and it looks like it's been printed tilted. The picture looks fairly clean. But like I said, even the print on the cover is blurry. I'm glad to have them all. I mean, I am glad to have all these because it costs a lot to collect these things. I got like probably a few of them. I don't remember how many of these I have. Probably like three or four of these. But it would cost me like probably another $100+, if not more, to get the rest of them. So what it looks like they do, guys, is they give you a shot. Let me see here. We'll just go to the first thing. So you got all of them. You got the introduction, Caldwell's Castle, the Hall of Rock, the Great Escape, and then it goes into Caves of Chaos. Okay, I see what it's doing here now. So it's kind of doing a whole introduction part in the first part. It looks like a little introduction Castle Caldwell, and then it goes into the adventures with B1, the printed adventures. So it gives like a little picture of what the original cover looked like, the people who are involved with it, general notes, cave maps, where they're at. Looks like they crowded all the maps into the back, which I think I got the PDF with this one too, so I could print these out if I wanted to, because when they put maps in the back, it's sort of, I don't know, I kind of find it it's kind of useless in the back, because if you have to keep flipping back and forth, I don't know. I don't like that. It just doesn't work for me if I'm gaming or something, so I need the map separate anyhow. And then it kind of goes into stuff. But guys, this is just the scan in, and you guys probably knew it before I did. But the scan looks okay. Like I said, it's slightly blurry. And then the covers that they scanned in, you can barely, it's not a good scan. I mean, the pictures are muddied and don't look good at all. But I have them all in a book now with a big freaking gouge in my cover. But that's where it's at, guys. So, I mean, I did get a nice collection of books this time. Got a t-shirt, Choose Your Own Adventure, or Choose Your Own Weapon. Tom Wilson's, what is it, Mountainous? Is that what it is? Yeah, Mountain Excursions from his Kickstarter. Always delivers on time and well. Simon Forrester's, Book of Layers 5, People and Places. And then finally, a Scarred B1 through 9 in Search of Adventure, like the old TSR modules. So, all right, guys, I got to head home. It's been a long day, very long day. But I wanted to share that with you before I headed home and shut out the world. So, everybody, please take care. Please do some gaming, and we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.